In 2017, the rural schools of Prince Edward County were reassessed, resulting in closures and amalgamations. The Sophiasburg School was on the chopping block, but local residents said no. They came together with an idea to create a shared commercial kitchen and called it the County Food Hub. It is used by entrepreneurs, community programs, and partnerships with projects ranging from food business incubation to school lunch programs and community meals, all strengthening local food access and economic development. Recipe for Success is a free entrepreneurship training program aimed at helping people turn food ideas into real sustainable businesses. The Food Hub Executive Director, Melissa Tran, tells us more. So what's new?
So we are incredibly excited to talk about a program called Recipe for Success. So in the years that we have been here, what we are seeing is people with lots of passion and desire, and they've got a recipe. So if it's their Nona's tomato sauce or their grandma's muffins or whatever it is, they have something they're passionate about making, but they don't necessarily have business experience. And so they come in and they want to make something, but there's a lot of regulations and rules around food and labeling and packaging. And so what this program is a 7-week entrepreneurial training program for anybody who's interested in starting a food business.
And when does that start?
So right now applications are open, and the program itself will start on March 22nd with a welcome event. And then for 7 Mondays after that, we've got, it's 15 total modules we've squished into those 7 days. So we start with Business 101. When do you get an HST number? Because not all food has tax on it. So, you know, when do you need to do that? Should you be incorporated, not incorporated? How do you write a business plan? Because if you want to go to get funding from a bank or Community Futures or any of those types of programs, you have to have a solid business plan. So we start right with Business 101, how to keep your food and your customers safe. We talk about packaging and nutrition labels and regulations that are around that. We talk about being able to get your product ready for retail. How do you get into stores? Working with distributors, looking at your recipes, scaling it up, process efficiencies. And then we also talk about the hospitality side of the food industry, as well as branding, marketing, social media. We live in a very touristy area, so we have a workshop just on culinary tourism in the area. And then we end it with a photographer and a food stylist showing you how to be able to take better pictures of your product, because we live in a world where social media is everything. You have to have a social media account or people aren't going to know about you. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you recently get a grant or some money to help you with this? Or
we did, yes. So it is primarily sponsored through the Agriculture Workforce Equity and Diversity Initiative, which provides funding to organizations to support underrepresented groups that are starting or growing a food business in Canada. So this project is partly funded by the Government of Canada and Ontario under the Sustainable Canadian Agriculture Partnership. And then we've also partnered with the County of Prince Edward Economic Development Office. And so if you haven't dealt with them, they help strengthen local food businesses and all other businesses. They're there to invest in the long-term economic resilience across our community.
You must have a team of people to teach these things.
We do, yeah. So each one of those modules has a different instructor in it. Yeah. So whoever the expert is in that field will come in. So all of these classes are offered in person. Some of them will happen in our kitchen here if it's a food-based class. And then if it's a little bit more just educational or training, then we'll be in one of the town halls. The idea grew over time, and the ideas for the workshops grew over time. We ran a couple focus groups back at the beginning of 2024. Time is starting to run together. Where we brought in people who were in food businesses, and they had talked about things that would have been helpful to them as they were starting. So that inspired some of it. And then I just get a number of people who come in the door and say, you know, I have this idea to make ice cream cakes or to start some sort of food business. how do I start? So we're hoping if we combine all of this together, and we can offer it at no cost, that people will be able to find time in their schedule and interest. And yeah, the first time you're running something, you're never really sure how many people are. Are we going to have 50 people sign up or 5 people? We have room for 15. So we're hoping.
Right.
We're hoping to fill it.
And how do people apply?
So on the County Food Hub website, there is a link that says Recipe for Success. And it's a very simple Google form to fill out.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just looked at, so the cutoff date for applying is February 13th. It's coming up. And then our team will look at the applications and we'll let everybody know by February 20th. So there's lots of time to make arrangements for the classes.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.